Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the special edition show. This is Tracy Mahan, and I am your host. And tonight I have an amazing healer with me, and we're going to be doing some live healings right here on the show. Sandhya Kherer is a speaker, author, and energy healer. She helps clear out all the things that are bugging you. Maybe she'll get that frog in my throat that just jumped in there. And she clears out the things that are holding you back. Sandhya is known for her practical woo and her group programs and the one-on-one sessions that if applying both strategy and spirit to help overcome the split between your spiritual side and your money success, which I know I have my hand up for that one. Let's do that. Okay. She teaches how energy shapes your past, present, and future because growing up, one rejection, one negative experience, one misunderstanding can create a lifelong sense of unworthiness, not enough guilt or shame. She works with women who understand it's time to bust out of all of that and tame the shame, especially those in expansion mode who are being called to unleash their spiritual gifts, creativity, intuition, and financial peace of mind. So let's all welcome Sandhya to the show. Come on aboard.
Hello.
Okay. While you're here, I forgot to bring in everybody to the chat rooms. So let's do that. There is a Blog Talk chat room that is going right now, and I see there's a few of you guys over there already. So hello to you guys over in the Blog Talk chat. I will do my best to bounce back and forth between those. We are taking callers during this show. We'll probably chat for a little bit and then bring you guys in as callers. There is another chat room that I would love to invite everyone to come over to, and that is over in Facebook, and it's called Heart and Soul Radio Chat. If you are not a member, just ask to join, and I'll do my best to be watching for that and get you in there as well. And right now we've got a few people in there saying hello. So hello, back at you guys. Get on over there. If you have questions, just pop them in there. Or we are taking callers. And the number for that is 323-642-1397. And I'll probably give that number out again in a little bit. But we got both, Sandhya and I are in the chat room over in Facebook. And I will be also checking again, the chat over on Blog Talk Radio. For those who are calling in, hopefully you have a little bit of patience with us. We are going to do a little bit of the show before we start taking callers. So, all right. There's so much to talk about. The headline to the banner tonight is Healed to the Nines, and that's because you work with healing numbers, among many other things. So tell us a little bit. I think where I'm going to have us start off is just have you tell us a little bit about who you are, what got you started, and what kind of modalities do you do?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me here. And I started out doing jewelry for 22 years. I designed it with my husband, and we were so happy creating, living off of our fun ideas and being able to travel around the globe. And then I started experiencing a little bit of joyful discontent. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but everything in your life is so good, but there's still something there that doesn't feel quite right. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to own that one. Yeah.
Okay. And I think a lot of people can understand that, you know, even though certain things are going really well, there's other parts that are beckoning. And I realized that my spirit was calling me to something else, but I didn't know what it was. And so I just kept praying and asking God, what am I supposed to do? And suddenly I got a very clear answer. And it was just a very quick thought that said, give away all your inventory. And my husband and I had built the jewelry up, you know, doing it for over 2 decades, that when I heard that very clear thought that said, give away your inventory, I figured that I must have misunderstood that. Certainly it was something else, sell your inventory, you know, like something, but it really was give away your inventory. And so I talked it over with my husband, and he said, okay. And that was our only source of income. So 24 hours later, we posted on Facebook that we were in faith stepping out and preparing for something new, even though we didn't know what it was. And all of our inventory was gone within, I want to say 3 or 4 days, I mean, gone. And then I spent 6 weeks praying, meditating, and what I call my wet meditation, which is starting to meditate and then end up crying tears all day. And that lasted about
sometimes, the wet meditation.
The wet meditation.
I love it.
And that lasted about 6 weeks. And I thought it was going to be endless because there was no timeline when it said, you know, to give away the inventory. So suddenly, out of the blue, I received the most incredible divine download. And I know some people kind of make fun of that term, but I don't know how else to explain it. That one moment I'm eating my breakfast and the next moment facts, figures, information, images, equations, all these things started coming so clearly into my mind. And then when it was done, I was like a computer that had a new capability. That one moment I didn't have it. And the next minute after the download was complete, I had a new ability and I could see energy grids, and I could understand where people were blocked, especially around money.
I like that, the upgraded version. So you've helped a lot of people with money. Are there any stories that you can share on that? I know that sessions are private, and I don't want to cross boundaries there, but I know you have success stories. So if there's any that are able to share, we would love to hear them.
Yes. So of course we pick out the, you know, the more apparent ones because they make the point. But I've been working with this woman for 2 years and it's so exciting. She was wanting to grow her business even more. And so she thought, well, I might need some investments for what I want to do, but she didn't know where she was going to do that. And I'm using these terms out of the blue. She received an invitation from a billionaire who had had a bad experience with a different kind of company, but in her same field. And so he was looking for a company, a different one, and he tried hers out and he had an excellent experience. And so he contacted her and said, would you be interested if I invested $1 million into your company?
Oh, you guys can't see that, but I'm raising my hand saying, yeah, go for it. No. That's
so
amazing.
She did not have to, after we were started clearing and she got really in tune with her intentions, she did not have to go out searching for investments. The investment came to her.
And wow.
So that's one of the beautiful things. And then she set her goal to be a company that generated $7 million worth of revenue. And she just made that. And she has just doubled her goal and said that she wants to go to the next one. And she's opening her consciousness to 20 million. So I find that really, really amazing to go on that journey with her.
Oh, yeah. What an amazing thing. That is amazing and great. And now you have this process you call Chime.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about Chime. What is Chime? And is this the process you used for the story you just told, or is that a different process for that one?
That is something else. That is the Heal to the Nines. So that's when
Heal
I work
to the Nines. Okay.
On healing the numbers. But what I do is I use the information that I'm given from that person through their higher self. I mean, it's a little esoteric once we start doing it and you get into it, you understand, as you've had an example of it. But Chime stands for creativity, healing, intuition, money, and energy. And all of those things I see fit together. So enhancing, opening, activating your channels for your creativity, your own innate healing abilities, your intuition, your money, and your energy all support and help each other. So some people just focus on creativity, or some people, you know, they think, oh, if I could just open my intuition. But all of it together, working on your creativity does enhance your intuition. Using your intuition does activate your money. Using your money also helps your energy, and it all works together. So that's my acronym for the things that I love to work with people on.
Yeah, what a fun thing to have your own acronym. But it's you know, the process. So you did a little work with me, and we're gonna share some of that. It was a lot of fun to do that, and definitely has me curious for more. I'm like, it's like an addiction. I find something that's new and it's like, ooh, more. And I had never heard of clearing your numbers before. And we started chatting about that stuff, and it was an amazing process. I liked it. It was quick and simple, and yeah. So when people go to your website, and I want to send people there. I have your website up on the chat room, and I'm about to move it over to the Blog Talk chat as well, so that you guys can find Cyndia over in these areas. Okay, got that up there. And it's Heal Your Grid. And we've got the scheduling. So you were going to offer a special to the listeners. So let's go to that. Let's talk about that a little bit. And then if you want, we'll bring in a caller so people can maybe get a taste of what it is that you do. Or if you'd like, I can be a guinea pig for you, as we talked about earlier in the week. But we have the website up here. You have a special that you're offering the listeners. So let's talk about that.
Well, I appreciate that. But I have been so overwhelmed and tired of people like trying to sell to me in this business. And what I was really offering is just a chance for somebody to have a conversation with me, if after the radio show, that what I've been saying makes sense. And I would think that before they can even decide if they want to have a chat, they probably will want to know a little bit more about what I even mean by clearing and healing the numbers. Is it okay if we actually
go
talk
there
about
first?
That?
Do that?
Yeah, so they will even know if they want to have a conversation. So what I discovered working with people is that so many, well, all of us, are born with a birth date. That's the first thing that happens, is a person's date of birth. And then when they come into the world, it's how many pounds and ounces, or depending on your measurements, where, what country you're from. And there are so many numbers attached to our lives. And when a person, a woman is pregnant, they often measure the pregnancy by weeks or months. So someone could be 22 weeks old or 10 weeks old in the womb. And during the development, from the moment of conception, when the two cells join and become a zygote, there is such a rapid evolution from that cell at the beginning to 10 months or nine full months in the womb, that the body has grown to a head and a brain and eyes and the full body, the heart, everything that is required, so that when that child is born, they can then grow. But by the time they're born, there are already so many things that have happened, things that the mom has reacted to or responded to, could be a situation with the partner, the baby daddy, the money situation, if they have to move, if they have to lose their job, any of those things can emotionally affect the child. I don't mean that's to blame, but, you know, at 3 weeks, this happened, at 7 weeks, this happened, at 21 weeks, that happened. And so things are imprinted in the womb. And then when they come out, all these things fit into our numbers. And so we think of numbers as these two-dimensional things that we draw on the paper, like we're adding up math, or we work on the computer, punch in a calculator. But the numbers represent so many things beyond that. It's dates, times, money. And as a child is learning and growing, they're like 6 years old and they're in school. And that may be, you know, some children are absolutely riveted with school and they blend in beautifully and they fit in. And other kids immediately learn that they're a little bit misfits, and they could have parents that are divorcing or fighting, and all these things that are going along while they are developing and also learning in school. So when they're learning math and they're learning to add, subtract, multiply, the things that are happening in the classroom, if there's a bully in the classroom, if the teacher's mean, if they missed a day, if they got sick, if their parents are fighting, if a grandparent died, all those emotions, all those things get packed into our numbers, and they become these unconscious commands that we don't even realize. And I can give you a couple examples. And this might push a couple buttons, but one woman came to me because she was having a hard time selling her programs. And I was trying to figure out what her pricing was and if she's aligned with it. And she was trying to price everything at something 97. So 197, 997, 2997. And she just could not ever say those words to her potential clients. So when I did this work, she hadn't even put it together, but it turns out she was molested at the age of 7. And so she did not put it together that while she was trying to price something at 197, that unconsciously, every time she wrote it or tried to say it, there was a part of her that was cringing, felt all those low energy feelings about it, of course. So when we cleared that, she was able to go ahead and make money and, you know, feel better about herself. And another one, and I love this example so much because it speaks to it. When we're working in these businesses, we hear so much about people want to make a 6-figure business, a 7-figure business, and people start out new in their business and they're trying to grow it. And then suddenly they're the pressure that they have to make, or they want to make, you know, multiple $100,000. But underneath all of that, as children, most of us did not learn to add and subtract, and we did not learn about money with hundreds of thousands of dollars. We learned about money with 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents, a quarter, a dollar. And we saved our allowance and we worked for neighbors or whatever to earn money. And of course, this isn't 100%, but I have yet to meet an adult who the first introduction to their numbers was adding 700,000 plus 1 million. I mean, is that how you learned in school, Tracy?
Yes. No, it's not.
So this woman came to me and she had been in a big slump, and we cleared her numbers. And when we got to the 25, I love to work with people's pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, because that's where a lot of the money stuff gets tied up in knots. And so when I cleared 25 cents for her, there was this huge light bulb moment on, and she told me the story, and it ended up, she lost a bunch of coin, and that broke her heart because she'd worked so hard for it. When we cleared that, so there wasn't this open circuit to that, within a week, she was able to price and say with confidence her $25,000 packages. Now, I did not know that's what she was trying to price them when we cleared this. And so when we got to 25, she said, oh my word, that's what I've been trying to price my, never sold one. After that session, that week, she sold not one, but 3 of those $25,000 packages plus an extra $5,000 package. So she made $80,000 within that week.
That's just amazing. I know we're all sitting there right now being captivated by the size of the numbers that we're dealing with here. It's like the amount of money doesn't matter, does it?
No, because if you think about it, if you're just on your computer and you are going to add numbers, does it cost you, Tracy, any more to add a 9 or a 1 or a 4? Does it like hurt your fingers if you try to add 4 or raise it up to an 8? Or is it all the same to you when you're typing?
It's all the same when I'm typing.
That's how it is in the energetic realm. You know, whether you're at a 9 or an 8 or a 7, to God, to the universe, it doesn't make a difference. It only makes a difference to us. And so when we're learning, when we're tiny, we take something that happened and we make that often our worldview. So if you were in trouble, I had one girl, she wasn't a girl, she was a woman, but when she was a girl, she was responsible for like the Girl Scout cookies, and she turned the money in, but for somehow it didn't get marked down. And so she was accused of losing or stealing that money. And that absolutely hurt her so much because she was honest. But that amount, that experience really charged her about, or emotionally charged her about money. And so it's the small things that as adults we think they're small, but as children, that's where we're cutting our teeth. That's how we're learning. And so all this emotional angst and confusion and all the emotional things that happen, that those are the what get into our numbers. And they're not just these two-dimensional neutral things. They are literally creating these commands. And so you can dates of death, you know, there's anniversaries of death, or there's birth dates, or there's divorces. All these things get mixed into our numbers, and they're just not neutral.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to give an example here in a second, but I just popped over to the Blog Talk chat, and it's filling up over there pretty good. So I just want to say hi to everybody over there. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions, I will be peeking over there every once in a while, or please feel free to call in. The number is 323-642-1397. And when we take the callers, if you have a question, you press the number 1. That'll put a question mark there for me, so I will know you have a question, and we will be working with your numbers. And again, hi to all the people in the Facebook chat room. If you would like to join us over there, it is Heart and Soul Radio Chat on Facebook. And okay, so shall we start talking? Did we want to introduce this picture of the racket that I put on the Facebook?
Sure, if you want to. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay. So if you're over in Facebook on the chat room there, I have a picture of a tennis racket that Cynthia sent me, and I'm going to let her describe it for those of you who can't see the picture. But for those of you that are in the chat room, just go pull up the picture, and she's going to explain to you what this visual is for.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So most of the time, it is a little odd. I will just say it right now to be on radio, because most of the time I'm working with people, either in my groups, in a crowd, you know, like in a group, and live or one-on-one, so people see me. And so I'm talking with my hands. I have visual things to show, and I'm very expressive physically, my face, my hands, my body. So it's a little bit strange for me to be still doing all this and no one could see, but I carry around this really funky tennis racket, and it's got a big giant hole right in the middle of it. The strings are sprunged out. I have applied a clothespin to one of the strings. I've got wadded up little pieces of paper sticking through it. It's just a mess. And I use it as a visual illustration to say, if you were a tennis player and you had all the choices, and if you were going to play a game, would you purposely choose this funky tennis racket that has a hole in it and a bunch of clutter to play with? And of course not. You would not, for the obvious reason that it has a hole in it and it's junked up. So I use that example because it wouldn't matter what a great tennis player you were. You could have practiced for hours, had a killer backhand, a great serve. But if you were using that racket, then the ball would either just bounce off the clutter or it would go right through the hole. And that's the way it is with our energy and money grids. We can be amazing human beings. There's nothing wrong with you. But if your grid has blown out, if it has a hole in it, if it has blocks and junk in it, then the money, the love, the things that you are wanting in life, even if you're surrounded by all this abundance, the money will pass right on through your grid like it will the tennis ball through the tennis racket. And so my purpose here is to help people to heal their grids, to rewire, to restring, to reweave those places, because blocked energy is painful. There's just no doubt about it. But missing energy is intolerable. And if you have missing energy, you're going to resonate with what I say, because that's the place where people say, oh, I feel like I have a hole in my heart. They have a hole in their gut. People do all kinds of things to self-medicate and numb down to fill the void. And when we have missing energy, it is so intolerable that we will do these other things in the hopes that we will somehow not have to feel that pain. And so missing energy in your energy grid, in your money grid, is the root cause of debt, overspending. You know, and physically it goes into other things like overeating and doing all kinds of overdrinking, as I said, for the self-medication to numb down that pain and fill the void. So when a person can repair their energy, when they can take these numbers, and that's just one part of it, when they can take the numbers and create them to be neutral or even positive, then those numbers will not be making these below the surface commands that disrupt your money, that disrupt, it's self-sabotaging, and you're not doing it on purpose. But when those numbers are not in your favor, when they contain open emotions that are unhealed, then it will mess with your results.
Indeed. We should share the little session that you did with me.
Yeah.
That was fun. You and I think the intention was we were going to see go to the money, but that's not what happened. And so mm-hmm. I think Spirit has, they had other plans. And so we had quite the adventure with that. So I agreed to let you tune in. And so let's talk about that process, because I have some beautiful people in the chat room that are like throwing numbers at us, and I don't think it necessarily works that way. So you tuned in to me and you gave me the number. And
right. In that case, I did. You were very interested in the money. I mean, I have permission. I'm not going to go really personal here, but since you're bringing it up, we did not know in the moment if it was going to be money or a date or some other number that was blocking you. And so we created a sacred space of neutrality and non-judgment. I had your permission. And then immediately the number or the date, September 19th, showed up. And I was not aware, because I was wanting to make sure I was going through all my appointments correctly. So I was not waking up that day with, oh, it's September 19th, but it just happened to be the day that you and I were meeting. And I didn't even realize that. And you said, oh, okay, today's September 19th. So you
but
thought
before
at first
you said that, you said September 19th, you were 17 years old. And I said, well, this is September 19th. And then we both kind of got chills and we're like, ooh. So we did the math. It was 29 years ago. And if you guys want to do the math, then you figure out how old I am. And but it was 29 years ago. And I have to tell you, the number 29 has popped up so much since the session. That's another synchronicity with it. But went back to it. But later on, when I was sharing this session with my sister, she goes, so you were 17 and we're in the year 2017. So there was another correlation with the date that we were sitting in versus the date we were looking at. It was just phenomenal to me how many synchronicities there were. So you took me back to that date.
When I wrote it out,
Monday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. So go ahead and share your side of that experience.
Well, no, I'd rather have you, because I don't know what you're comfortable sharing. So I'll just let you go ahead and say the experience if you wanted to.
Yeah. So at the age of 17, so what I was picking up on was that was around the time that I had a dear friendship of mine. It was like my best friend from high school, all of a sudden just decided didn't want to be my friend anymore. And it was very traumatic. I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very loyal to anyone that is a dear friend. And so when somebody just, it wasn't even like it faded out. It was like overnight, I don't want to be your friend. And so that's why I wanted to know, what day did that land on? So I went and looked it up, and it was a Monday. And I was realizing that it was fun for me to have this recall moment, because, you know, who's going to think of these things? But it's like I was going back going, okay, so we just came off of a weekend. And if I remember right, what happened was I found out that that she went out with a bunch of other friends and nobody invited me. And so it was very hurtful. And so that would make sense that it was a Monday that we were talking about, because that would have been when I found out, you know, I believe somebody else came up and said, how come you didn't go with us this weekend? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I didn't know anything about it. So so it would have been a scenario much like that. And we touched on the fact that I had a pattern of friendships that would do that. And keep in mind, not all my friendships did that, but certain people that I would allow in pretty close to me, you know, and considered them a dear friend, would then all of a sudden, it would feel like overnight, all of a sudden they didn't want to be my friend anymore. And so we were able to clear that. And one of the funny things about that was we did that work, and within an hour, and I had three people message me on Facebook checking in that I hadn't heard from in a long time. And they were just checking in going, "Hey, I was thinking about you, just wanted to say hi," those kind of check-ins, you know, and it was just like, wow, that's weird. And by the end of the day, I believe there was about five people that had just randomly checked in and said hi, sent a text, sent something to say hi and ask me how things were going. And so I thought that was quite significant for the work that we were doing. It was just more evidence, more confirmation that there was something really great that happened with that session. So is there anything I'm missing? I know we did look a lot at the numbers. Oh, the nines. I'll let you explain how everything kind of correlated to a nine.
Well, what's interesting is that I'm not a numerologist, so that's not what I do, but I do understand the symbologies of the numbers and what the numbers represent. But I thought it was fascinating because here was the beginning of your senior year. It was just September. You're with your best friend that you had in junior year.
It was 1988, right?
It's this new senior year. You're going to have all this fun. So it's just the beginning of the senior year. And you come to school on Monday. And in just that moment, you realize that your friends were not your friends. You weren't invited. You were excluded. Which automatically, if you're excluded, makes most people feel rejected. Mm-hmm. And that rejection and exclusion got crystallized into that number. And so it's been playing out, because I did ask you, and you were like, yeah, it's been playing out. So I wrote the date out. And instead of just writing the word September, I wrote 9/19/1988. And if you take the nine, I'm so visual, but if you were to write that out, there's two ones and two eights. So if you add those together, those both make nines. And so that makes everything, that makes five nines in a row, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. And then four fives, four times five, or four plus five is also 9 and 45. It's just like everything's all around the nine. And so
it kept being nine.
Yeah. So your senior year, nine is completion. Your senior year was going to be a completion. And so that was the end. It was an end. Sometimes a completion is an end, like it ended your relationship, but it's also when you complete something, there's a natural resolution. So there was an interruption in your nine. There was an interruption in your completion. Does that make sense to you? Okay. So we didn't go very deep into it based on time. But just from the work that we were able to do, it cleared up enough of that rejection, that going inward to protect yourself, it smoothed out some of those wrinkles in your number, that in that same day, you had five people that you had not heard from contact you, reach out to you. That is the complete and lovely opposite energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty great. And I'm messaging you going, all right, magic girl, this is what's happening. So yeah, it was pretty phenomenal. So, all right. Well, there's my story. And I do have some callers waiting on the line. Shall we take some callers and see what happens?
Yes. And I'm open. This is putting me in a little bit different situation, and I'm loving it. I'm expanding. Like I said at the beginning, most of every time I work with somebody or even talk to them, it's in person or it's over Zoom, it's live where I can see them. And so I may or may not be able to answer the same way, but why not? This is like on the edge. Why not figure out if we can do it this way too, right?
This is what I love to do. I love to expand people. So let's expand the way you do this. Let's see what happens.
Why not?
Let's just see what happens. Okay. Sure. First guinea pig. No. First caller with the last four numbers, 2574. You're live with us on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hi. My name is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Doing good.
Hi. Good.
Hi, Kimberly.
So, So are you ready to let Cynthia do some magic with your numbers?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys visit. There you go.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we can work a couple of ways. You can ask me about a number, or I can just see what the first number is that is raising its hand in your energy field that wants to be acknowledged.
Yeah, well, I'll take the latter, the number that's raising its hand.
Okay. So as I said, this is an experiment. We're seeing how this works over the radio as opposed to when I can see, because it depends on how a person is transmitting, how I respond to it. But I'm going to ask you, Kimberly, if I have your permission to co-create a sacred space, non-judgment, and if I have your permission to access information with you and on your behalf.
Yes.
Thank you. So let's see, what is the first number that is raising its hand in Kimberly? Is it for money or a date or a time? Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So it's showing us that it's in the PM. Is this in the past? Okay. Let me just, it's not as fun when it's quiet for a second, but I am tuning in. And so just be patient while I'm just getting this information. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I shown that it was at age 7, and I want to now check in with the time. So it's 4:19 p.m. That's really interesting. That is so specific. 4:19 p.m. when you were age 7. Okay, let's see. Do we know, is there anything more that's going to be shown? Okay. So this happened in whatever is going on, whatever number is in, was in June. So what year, I mean, honest about our ages and dates, do you mind telling me what year or how old you would have, what year, June of when you were 7?
I was 7 in June.
Okay. What year would that have been?
Second.
What year?
What year? Oh, 1977.
Okay. So 4:19 p.m. in June. Let's see. I wonder if your information will come through even clearer if there's a specific day. Okay. So now this is very interesting. I'm being shown June 17th, 1977 at 4:19 p.m. Now, I know you may not remember what that is. We can go a little bit further. But is anything ringing a bell right then?
Like, no. What was going?
Okay. So that's okay. That's coming. That's so specific. So something happened at 4:19 p.m. Okay. So that was something emotional for you. And I know, I mean, I can't say I know, but for the listeners, this must be kind of strange when it's just kind of quiet and then asking questions. So... Do you feel any emotion right now when we're talking about it, even if it's subconscious and below your the awareness? Are you feeling any, or
no?
Okay, so that doesn't mean that's trauma. So why is it that it wants emotionally wants to be cleared? Okay, so what was going on for you, if you can say, at age 7? Did you also experience any kind of a rejection, like starting school?
Well, it was similar to the lady that you just spoke to. I forgot her name that quick. Anyway,
Tracy.
But it wasn't high school. This was elementary school.
Yeah.
And I remember I was sociable. So I was, you know, quote unquote, friends with almost everybody in class.
Uh-huh.
And this particular girl, I asked her to be my friend, and she told me no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. So that kind of hurt. So I think I was in first grade.
Okay.
But I wasn't in school in June, so I don't know.
Did you say your birthday was in June?
No. My birthday is in November.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So June 17th. It's so specific, June 17th, and I trust my intel because every time we're able to explore it further, something always comes up. So we're just going to trust. So something happened around that time. And so when you were experiencing something similar, that you were sociable with everybody, you were friends, was this one of the first times that someone so blatantly just said no to you?
Yes.
In that way? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened? Our memories, unfortunately, are not exactly categorized if under alphabetical. So we're not as neat and tidy with our memories. So if you look back on something happens on one day, it gets mixed with another day, it kind of smooshes together. And when we look back, we kind of remember a period or a time. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
So if in school somebody so blatantly, like to your face, no, rejected you, that could have set this little ball rolling. And then somewhere in the summer, sometime in June, somebody else told you no. Like it could have been just a parent. You asked for something and they just said no. Or you asked somebody else something and they said no. And that just cemented, there was another no to your face, and that cemented that rejection in there. Now, that doesn't mean you've spent the rest of your life rejected. We're talking about the very first number that wants to come up. Maybe it was one that was small enough that you felt safe on the air since you don't know me and you don't know who's listening. Or maybe this is very significant. But what I'm getting is you can have a no, and then subsequent following no's is almost the one that makes it worse. So the image they're giving me is a china plate. Have you ever like washed a plate or a dish and you kind of smacked it a little bit? It didn't chip, it didn't break, but maybe it got set down a little bit harder. And then one day you barely touch it and the whole thing breaks. Okay. That's how this sometimes works. The one no is kind of a hard hit. And then the subsequent no's drive it deeper and make it worse. So is there anything when you are told no, or when someone rejects you, does it still feel really painful, or is that like a long ago memory?
No, it still stings.
It still stings?
Yep.
Okay. So can you tune in, and I will get a number and you will get a number, but on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being completely neutral and 10, it's totally inflamed. Right now, when you say it stings, and you can think of times that people have said no to you, you've offered something and they reject it. Right now, if you're tuning into that feeling, where would you say on the scale from 0 to 10 you are right now?
5.
About a 5. So you're about 5-way there. You're not neutral and you're not inflamed. So let me just go in for a minute. Let me do my little thing, and then we'll see where we are, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I found it. Do you feel comfortable that we can just remove that cord, that attachment to that thing, so that it's no longer so stinging to you?
Yes.
Okay, so in the energetic realm, I can see it. I'm just right now pulling it out, giving it to source. We're closing that up. And instead of rejection, instead of stinging, if you could look back on that memory when that girl said no to you, or when subsequently have rejected or said no to something, instead of it hurting, what would you prefer that you feel instead? What energy would you like to cleanse that out and that be your new truth?
Acceptance. The acceptance of the no and move on.
Okay, so now we're filling that spot, we're filling that hole with what you just said, the acceptance, be able to move on, closing that old story out. You know, when you're on the computer and you have a bunch of windows open?
Mm-hmm.
It can drain for a little bit, and you just keep having all these windows open. Well, that's what it's like here. This window has since you were 7 years old, and we're just going in and closing it and closing it, those windows. So those are no longer in your energy, even a little bit at a time. Are you there?
Yes, I got
you. Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit, and I think we weren't sure if we lost you or if you were done talking.
I'm just feeling the energy.
Okay. So, scale of 0 to 10 when you were a 5. Now that we've removed that and filled that in, where are you about when you think of that?
1.
Okay. This is excellent. So thank you for being willing to come on air when you didn't know what was going to pop out. I really appreciate it. And it's
no
cool
problem.
That this is working on the air when I can't even see you.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, Kimberly, that was nice of you to volunteer for that. That was good.
No problem. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
All right.
So stick around.
Go out and get
All
yeses
right.
now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye, Kimberly.
Bye.
Okay, so let's jump over to the chat room here real quick. And I'm not sure, I'm going to ask my chat room if you're cutting out to them as well. I don't know if it's my connection or if it's the reception. So if somebody in the chat room could let me know if we're cutting out for you guys, that would be great. It's nothing bad. It's just like we might miss a word here and there. But if that is happening, okay. Valene said she can hear. Okay, so I want to go to, I think the first numbers we've got popping up here would be Debbie has put the number 11 and 22, but I don't see any correlation to those numbers. Do you need more information?
No, I think we can just address that. We can't chat with her, but from my own experience and from the experience of my clients, whenever they start seeing repeated numbers like 11, 22, 33, or they start seeing things on the clock like sequential numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 444, those are the numbers getting your attention. And that is, you know, what I consider, or maybe what other people consider, the angels, your guides, your spiritual and higher self, getting your attention, because there's something so beautiful about the alignment. The repetitive numbers really stick with us. And so whenever you see something over and over again, it's calling you. It's really getting your attention. And the more you start paying attention, they're like these beautiful little breadcrumbs that start leading you on your path. It is just beautiful every time someone says that they start seeing those numbers.
Yeah. Okay, and then we've got Karen a little further down who says, I keep seeing my birthday number 27. Now that would seem significant.
Okay, so she's there. I'm going to just check in and see if anything comes to me. So 27, of course, that's the number, you know, for her, that our birth dates are like one of our most personal numbers. And so I'm very curious if Karen has recently or will soon be turning a milestone birthday. That would just be really interesting to know where she is in her life, because milestone birthdays are huge. Otherwise, it feels very expansive for her. When I'm tuning in, it's like the number 27, it feels really good to her, and it's very expansive for her. So things appear as though they're, feel at least, that they're getting even better for her. That's really cool. So I'm not sensing any block around that. I don't know if you tune into stuff like that, Tracy, but I'm feeling it's very expansive.
She is replying to that 2 years ago was a big birthday.
Okay. So, okay, 2 years ago was a big birthday, and it just feels really smooth and open. So I don't know if she has any question about it, but.
Well, I keep getting with Karen that she's got some change coming, so maybe it's coming around her birthday. I don't know.
Okay.
So We'll leave that one where it is because there is something to do with that. Spirit is trying to get her a message through with that. And I'm going to ask, I see that my friend Elizabeth is in the chat room, and maybe she can put the angel number 27 in there as well. And we'll just cover this number in all kinds of different ways. I just love it. Numbers are so cool. Elizabeth and I, every day we'll see numbers, repeating numbers, 111, 444, 1234, that whole thing. And when we see them, we are texting buddies when that pops up. We may say nothing else to each other all day, but we will send each other numbers. And so I'm going to put her on it and see if she can put the number 27 up there for see what that means in the angel numbers. Now, we do have a caller that you've been on hold. If you have a question, press the number 1 so I know that you have a question. And then I was silly. I usually write down the phone number that I picked up, and I did not this time with Kimberly. So this may be Kimberly again. Last 4 digits, 3686. Who do we have?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Are you willing Hello. To let Cynthia look at your numbers?
Yes.
Hi, Stacy.
Awesome. Okay,
Hello.
Let's go for that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So do you did you listen to Kimberly, the caller we just had?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So do I also have your permission to access information with you and on your behalf in a sacred space of neutrality and non-judgment?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to tune in and see what the first number is raising its hand, or do you have a particular question about a number?
You can tune in.
Okay. So just give me a moment. Okay. So with you, money is raising its hand. Okay, so I do not know yet what this amount means, will mean, or whatever. The first number I'm getting is $29,000. So I don't know if that is anywhere on the positive yet. We haven't tuned in. If that's coming in, if that's a debt load, if that's money that is owed to you, if that's is something that you, if you had $29,000, you could do something in particular, but that number is either, it's showing a gain. So where would $29,000 fit into your life if you're looking at past, present, and future? A car, a trip, what is $29,000 for you right now?
I would say home. Down payment or something?
Oh, a down payment for a home. Okay. So are you trying to, are you interested in buying a home? Is that something that you're saving or working toward that you
yes.
have in your, okay.
It's a goal.
It's a goal. Okay. So just like I'm noticing that Elizabeth wrote that the number 27 is congratulations. Your optimism is attracting wonderful situations and relationships. Stay positive as this attitude is working in your favor. So that's really lovely that what I was getting, that number
yep.
of 27 was expansive. And the same thing here for Stacy is that it's coming to her. The 29,000 is on its way as opposed to loss. It's gain. I guess that's the word I'm using. It's showing me that it's gain rather than loss. So, but there is a little blockage around it. Do you want to see, Stacy, if what the first block around this $29,000 would be?
Sure.
Okay. 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 So this isn't to get nosy because it doesn't matter to me because it's a sacred space of neutrality and non-judgment, but I'm just curious if you're trying to buy this house with another person or would this be by yourself? Just because I'm getting there's somebody else's energy involved and not just yours.
Well, I would like to buy it with someone else just for, like, investment, I guess, you know.
Okay, so there is somebody else's energy that would potentially be involved.
I guess so.
Okay.
I didn't ask, but, you know, they're very handy, and that would be a good move on my part, I would think.
Okay, so do you have somebody already specifically in mind, or are you waiting to find the right person to buy this house with?
I have somebody specifically in mind.
Okay, because I'm showing that there's this other person's energy that is around this $29,000. So I'm trying to be very careful about your privacy, but you're here on the air, so I don't want to censor. Let me see what else I can... Okay. Okay, so I'm getting that you're ready to move forward and you would be happy with the $29,000 as a down payment, but there's something around this other person's energy that is a little bit blocking you, and that doesn't mean they're doing anything. It could mean that you're just, you haven't worked up the energy that, or the, you know, to ask yet, or there's something about this person's energy and it's reminding you of when you were age 10. So I'm looking a little bit more, and I'm very conscientious. I can feel that of the silence, but I am just checking in to see what was going on at age 10 that will be revealed. Okay, so I do not know if you had a father that was living with you, that was even alive at the time, or was in the household, but I'm showing that some around age 10 that there's energy involving your father. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything, and I know we're not able to go deep, but is there anything around age 10 going on with your father that would in any way parallel how you're feeling about moving forward with this person?
Trust. Emotional abandonment, everything. It's like I've always said, the first male you should have a relationship and trust is your father. And if you don't have that, how can you, you know?
Okay. So is there a part of you that is hesitant to mingle funds or create a home with this person, even if it's an investment?
Yeah.
Because there's a little red flag or something for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of listening to your gut, to your intuition, to not allowing the past to dictate the future, but when your future is on the line and you are getting red flags, then I would ask you to really think about it and not allow, I want to put this gently. What would you say right now? Like what from hearing this, what is your red flag or your gut saying about this move?
Well, I wouldn't mind doing it by myself. That's not an issue for me.
Okay.
But it's like I'd rather do it myself and whatever happens, happens. But to intertwine with someone and, you know, they're not, I wouldn't use, trust is too big. But I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I would need the support of looking into, but I would rather go solo. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because as soon as this amount of money showed up, which was the indicator, so the $29,000 was an indicator that you're like, oh, that's a down payment, okay? So it wasn't $29, which would have indicated something else. It was $29,000. So that was your higher self's way of saying, it's the house payment, and then it immediately – showed somebody else's energy kind of blocking that amount of money from coming in, because I really got the word gain instead of loss. So that's cool. But then there was kind of a shadow or something, a block. So I would really check in. And if you can do it by yourself and you feel really good and you're not feeling led to enter into that.
Yeah, because normally I like to do things solo. It's best because people say and they do different things. So, and my experience is you set something up and you're moving forward and somebody's there hindering you. So, you know.
Okay, well, it's just very interesting that as soon as we talked about money, this other person's energy and your father's energy showed up. So,
the reason why, he reminds me a lot of my father.
Ooh,
his birthday,
okay.
They share the same birthday. And immediately when I found that out, I was like, not to say, you know, but it's like a mirror on the wall.
Oh, okay. So I've never met you. I would have no idea. And that is fascinating. We're talking about numbers and all of this, that this person that was immediately shown to me and your father, where you have abandonment and trust, they share the same birthday. That is just amazing.
That was the perfect call for a number show, by the way.
Wow, Stacy.
That's big.
So do you want to do just a quick little clearing on that? We can't go
please.
Deep. Yeah, we can't go deep, but and I know this is painful, right? I mean, when you're talking about big issues, years old and father, and you use the word abandonment and whatnot, I can feel that that's not just a light topic. But
yeah, because you can still, you can have a parent in the house and he provides and he does, but you still feel it was just a total disconnect, totally. And he always like treated the wife's kids better than his own kid and showered everybody else and just like, oh, as if I'm non-existent, you know? So the last thing I said to him was, you can't lose what you never had, you know?
Well, did you get to hear the beginning of the show when I was talking about the energy grid and the missing energy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can, in a way, you miss what you don't have, but in the way we're talking about energy, basic foundational piece we all need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very big topic, and we have a smaller amount of time, but I do want to see what clearing is allowed right now. If you're going to give me just a moment, I'll tune in and I will ask you the same question I asked Kimberly, that when you tune into this whole thing that we're talking about, zero being completely neutral and 10 being completely inflamed, where are you right now emotionally? If you had to, you were.
I would say a 3.
Okay.
I have a lot of clouds, or I'll say a 3.
Okay, so that's still on the lower end. Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay, so looking for, and let me see what I can get. Okay, so I'm not shown yet where, but I'm being directed to your physical body, that some of this is playing out in your body as discomfort. So, now you may not be consciously aware of it, but I am being shown that somebody lives in your left hip. And like it didn't say pain. It just said discomfort. So I don't know if you, when you stand, or if you adjust your body, or if energy work, that there is some energetic difference living in your left hand.
Yeah.
Okay, I trust this every time. So even if it isn't something that is manifested strongly, would you like to write it before it does?
You're breaking in and out.
Oh, shoot. Such a good connection, too. I'm sorry. Would you be interested in just getting rid of this before it manifests?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So just a second. Let me go in there with you. Okay. All right. So, moved a little bit of that energy out, and what would you like to feel instead? So this is slow festering in body as a discomfort, but we got rid of it. And what would you want to replace that with?
Just peace, love, you know, just neutral, that pure love.
Okay.
Just tired of having, I feel like I'm carrying the weight on my shoulders.
Okay. And that may be, do you feel that often, that you're carrying on your shoulders?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you were, that makes a lot of sense. If you were actually carrying this physical burden on your shoulders, like if you were carrying the weight of your emotions and translated into physical pounds, and you were carrying them like sacks of cement on your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
Would you imagine that your hips, that your, the way that your shoulders would be the most sore, but can you see how that would travel down your body, and maybe you're trying to adjust for that weight, and how it could cause some irritation and discomfort in your hips as it tries to
cause? Yes.
Okay. So I am being shown, not necessarily the obvious, but most of the things that I'm pointed to are to bring awareness that the person doesn't necessarily know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're tuning in, clearing out some of that discomfort in the body before it has a chance to really become anything. So we're going to replace that now, working with that peace, love, to be neutral, and that pure love. Okay. So we're putting that to the area of the left hip, and allowing that energy to circulate through your body and move up to your shoulders and to lift off some of that weight. We're just going to lift off some of that weight right now. Like, can you picture putting those bags of cement down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. So you were at a 3. Are you noticing any shift or anything right now?
And now it's in my mid back, so yeah.
Okay. So now that your conscious awareness is that the energy is shifting, that it's been kind of stuck in a little pocket in your left hip. You've had all this energy up on your shoulders and neck, and now you're starting to work it out. You're starting to let that go, putting that burden down. Bringing in that peace and love and neutrality and the pure love. And keep formed on.
Were you able to catch that? You cut out again, Cindy.
Why am I cutting out?
I don't know. What I might have you do is use your cell phone and call back in, and we'll connect you that way and see if that helps. You have your phone near you?
Yes, it's going to take me just a second.
We'll keep you on in this. Don't disconnect this connection.
Okay.
I can just mute this one, and then once we get you on the other line. So we don't want to lose you. But,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want them to miss critical things that you're trying to say and then have it cut out, and they're not hearing those key pieces. So
That's so frustrating. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens? And so this gives me an opportunity to talk about this, because as I'm tuning in and asking, why do you keep cutting out? You've raised your frequency so much that it's interfering with the frequency of the show. And it's not the first time it's happened on shows like these where we're doing healing work and we're bringing in, you know, like angels and high vibrational beings, and then it kind of interferes with the show. So we're just going to look at it like a blessing. It's like, this means that the troop is here and you're getting some very high vibrational influence. So, all right. How's that going with connecting? You have the phone number?
I am getting there. I'm typing it right in. And energetically, I understand that, because that does. So I was, if you had asked me energetically why, but when we were talking about technology, I was thinking that maybe something else was going on. So I am looking here really quick for the number. Okay, here we go. I will be dialing in just a second.
Let's get the play-by-play. 3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2. So for you guys that are, we have one more caller we're going to take after this one, as long as you're good with time. And I just want to thank the callers, because, you know, sometimes these get a little bit personal. So, okay, we're going to switch you over and see. I'm going to mute your other one. And, okay, can you talk a little bit and let us see what you sound like now?
How does this sound?
Okay. It's definitely, it's not as live and vibrant as you're set up with your computer, but it's not coming out. So we're going to be excited about that. And I'll let you continue with Stacy.
Okay. Stacy, thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah.
And where are you? How has that energy shifted from your hips and shoulders and mid-back?
It's shifted now. Believe it or not, I feel it in my left shoulder. I just feel this little tingling. It's been, when I was talking to you, I felt it going like down in my mid-back. And then it's just this little tingling right now in my left shoulder. So I don't know.
Okay. So things are moving. You've addressed something really big. You've done it publicly, which we appreciate your courage, because there's other people listening that they didn't get on the call, and you are doing some of the clearing work for them. So other people who resonate with perhaps a father's abandonment, or somebody who was treated like they were non-existent, will totally relate with you. And I just really appreciate you just being so forthright about this, and your energy will continue to integrate the love and the peace and the pure love that you've brought in.
Okay.
So is there any other question, or are you pretty clear about you moving forward without that other energy circling around your $29,000?
Yeah. I'm going to hold on to my $29,000. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
So, Stacy, I know you're, I don't believe you're in the chat room. So what I'm going to do, and this for all the listeners, I believe I already have Cynthia's website information on the blog talk post for this show, but I'm going to add, after the show, I'm going to add her special that she's going to be offering. And
okay.
So stay tuned. Don't hang up, because I want you to be able to hear what that is. And, you know, so yeah, hang on. Don't hang up. Stay tuned.
Okay.
And then for anyone that's not on the blog or on the chat rooms, I will put those links on the show as well. So look for them there if you're listening to the show in the archives. Also, I do move this show over to YouTube. So if you're listening to it on YouTube, I should have those same links underneath the YouTube version of this show. Okay, so I'm going to let you go, Stacey. I'm going to put you on hold, and if you want to hang in there, I'm going to have Cynthia talk to us about the special. Okay, hold on.
All right,
so tell people what you're offering, and then we'll bring in that last caller.
Okay, so if people have been listening, and now there's a little bit more context. So
yeah.
if I mean, I do so many things. I have this one thing that I like to call the X Files. It's EX instead of like the television show, but it's the EX Files. So people, women, because I work primarily with women, and so there's often cords to past exes that still show up even though they've done a lot of work on it. And so it depends on if somebody is wanting to clear past relationships, if they want to clear the dates, numbers, money, because it all focuses to money. And how we do money is how we do everything. And money is the number one cause of stress. Stress is the number one cause of illness. And money is the number one cause of relationship conflict. So when we clear your money, we clear so many things, as you could already see just tuning in to Stacy's $29,000, boom, it just brought
awesome.
Up a lot of
yeah.
stuff. So what I do is I work one-on-one with people, and I also have two groups that I work with. One is Heal to the Nine, so we discuss money and numbers, and the focus is entirely on that, and so we do in private on Zoom in a group what we've just been doing on the radio, and we go a little deeper, and we meet two times a month. And the other one is called Chime, which is there we focus on creativity, healing, intuition, money, and energy. So I'm not really doing things too differently, but people who are creatively starved, intuitively starved, want to come out of the energetic closet, they want to know what this energy stuff is about, or they just want to really work on their creativity and their money, their business and their money, they want to go to Chime. People who want to focus more on their money and numbers do Heal to the Nines. So what I'm offering is a 30-minute conversation. This is to talk about if we're a match, if we want to do one-on-one work, if you want to join the group. So it's 30 minutes just to see if these options are for you.
Yeah, that's an amazing offer, you guys. So again, those links will be on the show and in the chat rooms. And yes, I already have it in the Blog Talk chat room. If you can see that one, you got the link there. All right, let's bring in that last caller. Caller 9271, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Tracy. It's Valene.
Hi, Valene. Yeah, it was you.
Yay.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to turn you over and let's clear your numbers.
Okay.
I feel like a game show host. Let's clear your
yeah.
numbers. Let's do it.
Well, hi, Valene.
Hi. Is it Cindia?
Yes, it's Cindia. It just rhymes with India with a C in front of it. Cindia.
Perfect. Hello.
Sounds like you and Tracy know each other.
Yes,
we've never
we
met,
do.
but her mom is
yeah.
a she's the link to us knowing each other. And yeah.
Yep.
So
cool. So have you been following the show so far and kind of figured out how this works?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a specific number you want to answer about, or do you want me to tune in and see what your first number wants to be addressed?
Well, I want to try the bringing up some numbers, and then maybe there's two numbers that I was considering.
Okay. Oh,
either
okay.
the number three, because it links
okay.
between me and all my family. I was
okay.
born on January 3rd, and then my husband and my two boys were all born in March.
Okay.
And so the threes, but then also the number 26, that's another one. So whatever one you feel...
Okay.
feel drawn to.
Okay. So when I'm on a live or in a group or one-on-one, you know, apparently it's more entertaining to watch my expressions and what I'm doing as this just dead air, but let me see. I'll go in. So do I have your permission, Valene, to access
yes.
information with you? Okay. Shortcut. There we go. So the 26 is the one that is raising its hand.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what that's about.
Perfect.
So you have an emotional connection to that. That's interesting. So sometimes it's a spiritual connection. Sometimes it's a mental, like how you're thinking about something. And sometimes it's a physical, like we just saw in the hips, back, and everything, but this one for you is an emotional connection. That doesn't mean it's negative or anything. It just means there's something more personal with that.
Yeah, I feel it immediately when you start, when just you saying it, it created a physical reaction.
Yeah. Can you describe it for a minute just so that the other people listening can hear what that sensation is?
It kind of like radiated up to my jaw and then kind of in my whole body is like kind of like a, like almost like butterflies. Not nervous though, just emotion is a way to put it.
Okay.
A wave of emotion.
Okay. Wave of emotion. Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, now this is, I just got some goosebumps on this one. So, what is the 26 about? Okay.
And I'm going to jump in there real quick. If you wanted to see her picture, I sent you one to our private message. Hope that's okay, Valine. I'm sharing
the
picture.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a beautiful picture. Wow. Okay.
Is it the one with me and my son?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what I'm noticing is that you're graduating from OSU and he's wearing a beaver hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you, you're from Oregon too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Not that Valine paid a visit to anybody that lived in Oregon while she was out, but just saying.
It's true. It's true. Next time, I promise.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So every person, every situation is different. So even though I could work with 10 people on the number 26 and their connection to that number would be different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unless we're doing, you know, if we were doing a group clearing on 9/11,
mm-hmm.
people would still have different emotions or they have different experiences, but that would be more of a collective. But I'm talking mm-hmm. that each of these situations are different. So I don't have these pat answers or anything. But what I'm getting is so interesting is that yours is not time, date, or money. It's actually people. So there's 26 people that you had in a soul family in a past life. Ooh, I'm just getting goosebumps on this.
What's interesting, can I say or should I wait? Because there's, I see what you're saying about that. And then there's also 26 is related to two significant people in my life.
Oh, cool. Okay, so go ahead and say that.
My sister was born on June 26th on my dad's birthday, which was June 26th. And then my sister died on January 26th.
Okay.
So it's a very dear number to me.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for your loss.
No, it's fine. And we're super close on the other side, even closer than over here.
So that's so interesting that that's how it would show up, that 26 would be directly shown to me as people and a soul family and a past life. So past life could mean anything. I don't even know that if I believe in past lives. I mean, it's so funny being born as a minister's daughter, so I was never even raised with that concept. But working with
the energy, I know what I want to do with you.
So,
plotting a past
energy, energy shows up in different ways, and so this is directing to the people that you love. So, it shows very close bonding to people.
Yes, very much.
Okay, so it doesn't show anything that actually needs to be cleared about this right now. It's just, it really wanted to show how much these people mean to you.
That makes sense.
Okay. I don't know if there's any question. I really appreciate you showing up. I mean, since it's not a, I mean, there isn't anything presenting other than it's beautiful. You know what I mean? Like it's a beautiful scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Well, see, that was fun to end it on a nice note like this.
Thank you so much.
And do you see? This is so cool. I mean, one was a specific time. One was an amount of money. One was a connection to people that she loved, her soul family. I just find it so interesting. Like, it's endlessly fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people are fascinated, but what symbols show up and what that means to people. So.
Yeah, I think that's fun to look at that stuff too and just find all that synchronicity. Okay, Valene, I'm going to say goodbye and thanks for coming to the show and calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So we just have a couple minutes left of the show, and I want to take this opportunity for you to share websites, and we'll speak one more time. You're giving a 30-minute conversation/consultation. Make sure it's a match if somebody's interested in the work that you do. So I'm going to let you have the platform again. Just kind of rebrief everyone on all the things you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, really, the bottom line is the energy grid. I work with people's energy, and I help them remove the blockages or fill in the gaps, like that picture of the really funky tennis racket. And so the results are quite tangible. Sometimes they're emotional. People just feel better. They feel lighter. Other times it has an absolute, like, Tracy, when we cleared yours that quickly, five people showing up out of the blue to say, hey, girl, what are you doing? I miss you. And that's the repairing of that feeling of being rejected. So it shows up in your money, shows up in your numbers. It shows up in so many places. And the idea is to get them as aligned and clear and flowing so that you're not having to work uphill in all directions in the snow and molasses trying just to do normal things, right? It's to help everyday life be so much better, whether it's your business, your relationships, your money, and we can just tune right in and start working on that.
And it's an amazing process, you guys. I know listening to it, I know there was people out there resonating to some of the stories that we were doing today online or on the air here. And let me tell you, it's worth it. Call, connect. We really want you to get those numbers healed. Get your chime on. Let's
get
do that.
Get your chime on, right?
Yeah, let's do it. And I'm sure I'll have you on again. It's a lot of fun. I love connecting with you. So we'll look forward to doing this again another time. I noticed we did get a couple more callers that called in. Sorry, you guys, we won't be able to get to you guys. But thank you for calling, and I'll be back here again next week with another guest. So make sure you guys tune in. Thank you, Cynthia, for being my guest tonight. It was such a pleasure. I had a lot of fun, and your work is amazing. I hope everyone listening gives you a call.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you guys all again next week. Bye-bye, and have a good night.